I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost, and very happy Tuesday to each and every one of you. I hope you've had a productive start to your week. Today, we're diving straight into a question that I know weighs on all of our minds. Do you ever feel like your students' unique talents and abilities aren't truly reflected by a single test score or percentile? You're certainly not alone. For too long, we've relied on a narrow, limiting definition of students' success. But this morning, we're going to unpack the limitations of those current assessment models and explore groundbreaking approaches to truly measure holistic growth, creativity, and critical thinking. Stay tuned because we are unveiling strategies you can use tomorrow to make sure you're seeing and valuing the whole child.
Have you listened to Control Shift Lead, the new podcast from AWB Education and Inspired Edification?
He stayed with the basics. Mm-hmm. He was never flashy. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that people like.
If not, you are missing out.
And I think of the word vulnerable comes to mind.
All the time. Yep.
Every month, Jim and Adam bring you three things. Something you can control, something that will shift your thinking, and something that can help you lead your school district or building.
I need our staff to be that.
Search for Control Shift Lead wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
The shift we need to make is moving beyond easily quantifiable data and starting to recognize the journey of learning, emphasizing progress and effort over fixed summative outcomes. Our goal isn't just to see what students know, but how they think, adapt, and collaborate. Here are three actionable strategies for your classroom to reflect this true definition of growth. Number one, it starts with implementing soft skill rubrics with content. Instead of just grading the final answer, make the process a formal part of the assessment. Define clear indicators for soft skills like critical thinking, problem solving, and collaboration within your project rubrics. For example, include a category that grades adaptability, how a student responded to a major setback in a lab, or how they incorporated peer feedback into a revision. This intentional inclusion sends a clear signal that emotional and social intelligence is just as vital as content mastery. Secondly, celebrate the learning journey, not just the destination. We need to consciously highlight effort and progress. Think about maybe integrating digital or physical portfolio projects that require students to include their early drafts, mistakes, and reflections. This provides an empirical evidence of growth that a final percentage can just never capture. A short story here illustrates this beautifully. Mr. Johnson, a history teacher, started requiring students to write a growth narrative for every major unit. He remembers one student, Leo, who struggled with factual recall tests but presented a final project that involved interviewing local veterans and creating a compelling documentary. Leo's final history exam score was average, but his growth narrative, which detailed his persistence, his learning from interview mistakes, and his empathy development, was stellar. Mr. Johnson realized he wasn't grading a history student. He was grading a future storyteller and researcher, and that narrative was the true measure of success. Lastly here, utilize formative feedback as a primary metric. Leverage tools like exit tickets, short reflective journals, or quick check-ins to continuously track intellectual and emotional growth. When we provide low-stakes, high-quality feedback frequently, we reduce the pressure on high-stakes final tests. As educational researcher Dr. Carol Dweck advocates, prioritizing the growth mindset means valuing the not yet status that we need to consistently reinforce that effort and strategy. All of these are the pathways to improvement, not innate ability. When our feedback focuses on what to do next rather than what was done wrong, we are measuring potential, not just performance. As we wrap up this morning, let's internalize this powerful concept. As educators, we hold the power to move beyond the tyranny of the score. By intentionally shifting our classroom focus to defining holistic development, measuring collaboration, celebrating adaptability, and valuing the messy, vital journey of learning, we prepare our students for a complex world that demands so much more than memorization. You have the crucial role of recognizing and nurturing every facet of your students' potential. I encourage you today to choose to look past the percentile and truly see the progress. Thank you for listening or watching today, everybody. If you have a quick second to follow us on your podcast network, YouTube, or our socials, we would really appreciate it. It certainly helps to keep this show going. Otherwise, have a great Tuesday. And of course, we will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.